news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
I wanted my mother to know how much she meant to me. I wanted my mother to know how much that I love her. I wanted my mother to know that I love her every day. And not just on her birthday. Not just on Mother's Day. Not just on Valentine's Day or Christmas Day. But I love my mother on President's Day. I love my mother on Election Day, on Labor Day.
From masculine talk, you need to come get it. Rex tells me how it is. Check straight with no gimmicks. Touching on everything with no time limits. Giving insight on everything in the business. All we take your headsets. So we're now listening to the best. WrestleMania edition of the Rexplex, and it is awesome to be here. I am joined by my co-host, as usual, Lexi V.
Hey, what's up? How's it going? What up, world?
So let's get into life a little bit.
All right.
Start off with life. Well, I want to say shouts out to everyone listening. Thank you very much for listening week after week to the Rexplex. I appreciate it so much. So, before we jump into wrestling talk, how have you been?
I've been good. Tired. Working a lot. Finally started my second job. Well, I don't know if it's a second job, but, you know, I do work a lot. But, yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, you put in about 14 hours.
Yesterday alone? Yeah, I did.
This is the Rexplex, where we are always talking wrestling for your entertainment and never the other way around.
Wait, we never asked about you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I've done better. I've been doing better before, but the thing is, I'm always optimistic. I always try to keep a positive mind state. And even if I'm feeling shitty right now, there will be the time that comes where I'll feel better. Already just starting off the Rexplex is, you know, just putting me in a better mood alone, because I love doing this show. I love the people that I work with on doing these shows. Mm-hmm. So my mood might not be the best, but it's definitely going to improve, and that's what really matters. And I say that as a message to anyone listening. You might have the worst day of your life. That doesn't mean you should bring your own self down. You can rise up. You can find what makes you happy. You can do something that makes you happy. There are options out there. And it doesn't matter whether you are filthy rich or completely poor and homeless. There are things in life that affect all of us. For instance, the homeless guys we always see when we're heading near our apartment.
I don't know if they're all homeless.
Well, no, I don't think they're all homeless. Some of them are... Well, my example was Robin Williams and the homeless people.
Yeah.
Everyone can face depression. Everyone can face horrible times in their life. But what really matters is getting through it.
And having some sort of human connection.
Yeah, that definitely helps. But I mean, it's a lot easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's possible.
Absolutely.
And with that, I will say, this is the Rexplex, episode number 18, starting off with a little bit of emotional talk. But on the Rexplex, we talk wrestling for your entertainment, never the way around, because who wants entertainment for their wrestling? You can follow on Twitter at the Rexplex, like us on Facebook, and join the group page. I appreciate everyone who has been joining the group page over the past few days. All you have to do is go on Facebook and search The Rexplex. You can email us at therexplex@gmail.com. You guys have kind of been slacking on the emails, but I understand because who the fuck uses email anymore?
Everyone. Everyone.
You can listen to this program on rantemradio.com Thursdays at 7 Eastern Standard Time, where you will get this fantastic package. And while I'm at it, I wasn't talking about my balls. While I'm at it, let me run down everything that goes on this awesome network before we really get into some chatter and conversation. There's a lot to talk about. We had WrestleMania. We had the post. We had the post-WrestleMania Raw. We had WWN Live doing multiple things. We had also the King of the Indies tournament. There were some people who were out there. I'm not sure if I can definitely get them on the line. I will definitely speak a little bit with Brett Landry on this show. But basically, the Rant EM Radio offers you great programming damn near every single day. You can listen to the flagship program of this fantastic station every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. with Double A, who is joined by Tony C. Everyone knows this is one of my favorite turnbuckle throwbacks, 9 p.m. on Wednesday with Dave, Mega Powers, and none only than the Impact player, Phil Rhea. And on Thursdays, you get this fine program, The Rexplex. Immediately following this, you get Rant and Wrestling at 9. On Saturdays, you have the Wrestling Call-In Show at 11 p.m. with William Morgan. And on Sundays, the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer and Jordan Cobb. Of course, my good buddy, my homie Jordan Cobb. And with the new additions, finally, two of my best friends on this network have their own show. And it is called... Well, firstly, you have the Awful Podcast at 7, which is pop culture, interesting talk. I suggest you listen to that as well. And you also have Freaks and Fucking Geeks live at 11:15 p.m. Yes, that's correct. With Lee and Rage. We also do pre-shows and post-shows for every pay-per-view. And I want to thank everyone for your support. This has been a crazy weekend, a crazy week. We've had a lot of fun. Pretty much what I'm going to do is break down some of the stuff with Evolve. Lexi V and I will break down a lot of what we saw and what she remembers and what I took in from WrestleMania. There are many minor details, and we'll have a few words from Brett Landry. Now, keep in mind that this interview was conducted the Saturday before Mania, so... there might be a bit of a time lapse there, but it's enjoyable, and for what it's worth checking out and listening to. I want to say thank you to everyone for listening to the Rexplex, and we will be right back in just a moment with more of this awesome program. Thank you for listening. Be right back. Kapow. I'd like to thank everyone who tunes in every week for the Rexplex. If you would like to hear more, keep listening on rantemradio.com. Also, make sure to listen to all of the great programs on Rant EM Radio. You can follow The Rexplex on Twitter at The Rexplex and send all of your questions and comments to therexplex@gmail.com. Now, back to the program with your host, Rex Watson. Welcome back to the Rexplex. This is your host, Rex Watson. I am here with a very special guest, Saheed. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell the people who you are and why you are so important?
What's up, folks? I am the senior official at Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. This is Saheed Abelusa. Why am I important? Because without me, there's no show.
Yep.
Nobody calling the shots. Nobody enforcing the rules.
Yeah, you're my favorite ref. You already know that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I try my hardest. lot of people like to say just the ref, but I think it's a lost art if you ask me. I see too many people just go through the motions, and I think that they should take their job a little more seriously if they're going to be in the business.
Damn right. I fully agree. And I believe most of the listeners definitely agree with that.
Absolutely. I'm not gonna throw any names out there, but a couple of guys were telling me how they really wish they could have had me on certain shows with them, you know, like, oh man, these refs were just, you know, they were big monsters, you know, who like probably should have been working or they just didn't like, I mean, like, talking about jeans and untucked shirts, you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, that's one thing I noticed about you a long time ago is that you look proper, like you do a great job. Your facial expressions are fantastic. Your reactions, I mean, your counts are pretty much always on point, except for one match that I'm not going to bring up because you are my dude. So.
Okay.
And of course, all I want to do is put you over because you're my homie, you know. Yeah, no, we'll put that in the past. But so,
hold on. Got any questions for me? Or?
Yeah. As from the referee's perspective, what was your favorite match from the previous Wildcat show? Is it true that it was past 1,000? I always say we because I grew up with Brett in a sense.
You know, I can only go by what they tell me. I'm not in any way, shape, or form to share that info with me with, like, ticket counts and all that stuff and head counts walking through the door. All I can say is the building was meant to hold 1,000 and the seats were packed and we had ringside. Ringside alone is 250 seats.
Yeah,
I don't know if
you've
ever noticed that or counted them out, but it's four rows of 15 on each side. That's, you know... If it was 1,000, that would have been a quarter of them. And I think, just judging by the size of the place, I don't think the number's far off.
Yeah, I normally do a count when I'm there.
Right.
And I got up to 800, and there was more than that. But I kind of lost track around 800. I take notes during the show. And,
Last two shows we had, I think they even ran out of tickets at the door. So the count was a little off, but I don't think they ran out this time because they printed extra ones just so they could have a count of how many tickets went out, you know what I mean? So I would say the number's real close. So that was definitely the biggest crowd I've seen since the first ROW Invasion or even since Hawks versus Hardy. So that one was a packed house, too.
Yeah. I have a lot of stuff from Hawks and Hardy. But what I wanted to ask you, what was your favorite match during that event? The previous event? Yeah.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Is it my favorite too?
I'm sorry?
Is it going to be the same one that was my favorite too? Because I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure it's going to be most of the crowd's favorite. And that was Bestia, Ray Horace, and Purple Haze three-way.
Yes, sir. And as a Lucha maniac. I love that. I love what Luke is doing with that.
Me too. I live for that stuff. I live for the planches and the crazy spots where they, you know, it's just back and forth action, high intensity, top to bottom, you know. Those guys had me out of breath by the end of that match. I was beet red in the face. I was out of breath. I was sweating.
That's what I said. Your reactions really added to that match, which was already an amazing match in itself.
I appreciate that, man. I try not to be too recognized. You know, I want to be off in the background, so it's not my show.
Of course, yeah.
It's not meant for me to be. I mean, I'm still a part of the show, but it's not. I'm not the one in the limelight. You know what I mean? It's those guys, and they put it all out there. They left it all in the ring, and they do it every single time that they put themselves in that position.
Yeah, I was surprised after Bestia dived, and then Ray, of course, he has one of the most beautiful swan dive planchas that I've ever seen. I mean, he doesn't even touch the damn rope.
I would have to say my favorite part of that match is when I stopped him from diving the first time.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. When you tried to prevent him from diving.
Right.
And you were blocking Bestia on the floor, and he dove over you. He didn't even touch the ropes.
No. He didn't touch me. He sailed over everything, man. I didn't think he was going to make it. To be honest with you, I thought I was at least going to get hit or
yeah.
Going to push off my back or something, but I heard him coming behind me. I didn't turn around.
Well, at that point, you don't move as a ref. You don't move.
Right, right.
If you hear the boots, you just stay where you are.
I'd already stopped him once, and I mean, the crowd... Crowd definitely let me know how they felt about that.
Yeah, the crowd took a big shit on you for about 25 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But, that's what you got to do, man.
I was waiting for you to bust out the moonsault.
What's the moonsault?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to just bust out the moonsault.
Oh, nah, man, not yet. I'm hoping sometime in the near
future. One day.
Yeah, one day. It's always been on my bucket list, Everybody joins the business, at least if not everybody, a majority of people join the business because they want to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
I joined the business because originally I wanted to be a wrestler.
Yeah, I know.
I've never really been an athlete. I've never really been in sports. I suck at anything that has to do with throwing, catching, running, anything like that.
Likewise, man.
And when it came to the ref thing, it just kind of came naturally. I mean, they gave me a few points. Of course, Luke's top-notch trainer, and then I was also trained by...
Luke is that dude. Luke is the king of New Orleans. Luke is the king of New Orleans. That's his... Normally, when we talk about Luke on this show, we refer to him as the king of New Orleans.
That's a pretty good title to give him, because there's not many people I run into who don't know who Luke Hall is, especially around this area. And it kind of... I want to throw this out there. It kind of upsets me that I see something called the King of the Indies, and I don't see Luke Hawks or Raymond Rowe on the card. You know what I mean?
There was a lot of
phenomenal talent on that card.
I was wondering if it was travel arrangements or if it was pay. I mean, Ray Horace was in the tournament, correct?
Right, and I really think he was in the tournament, and I really think why does it have to do with what area it was in? Because I'm in the California area. Ray Horace has a lot of time to get to California. Here's a couple other guys I know on there. Jeff Cobb. I saw him when I was up at the Performance Center doing my tryout. There was a couple of good guys. I'm not going to lie. The whole lineup was great. But, again, I stress, you can't have a show called King of the Indies and not include Luke Hawks or Raymond Rowe. I say that on everything that I see with King of the Indies or something with... Anything that has to do with indies, those guys define indies.
I agree. You know? I feel like, that's why I was so happy to see Ball Brady actually get a match during one of the shows.
Right. And again, it could have been just booked. It could have been just, there's a lot of great talent, and it could have just not had room on the card for him, I know he was doing some other stuff out there, so you never know. When WrestleCon comes in, anything wrestling comes in, he usually gets a phone call, so.
So what you just said about WrestleCon leads to a transition. What was better, this year or last year?
Mania?
I guess this is kind of a biased question. For both of us.
I didn't really get to go out to Cali and experience their WrestleCon and how theirs was, but I can promise you theirs was probably a lot bigger than ours, because they have a way bigger wrestling scene than we do. They have a lot more independent organizations out there, on top of they don't have the big entertainment tax that we have out here.
Yeah, that's why I think the WrestleCon card was a lot better than last year's, but I don't think the actual experience was nearly as good, and that's pretty much the feedback that I've been getting from my dude from London told me. He's like, I was surprised that the Mania show was so good. We had fun and everything, but it didn't top New Orleans.
Right. Well, the hard city to top. We look at the entire spectrum, our WrestleCon, they
I mean, if you really want to get down to it, it was the main event of the WrestleCon card, which was a bad placement, and neither of the two workers in the match were really too excited about it.
What was the main event this year?
Oh, no, last year.
Last year?
Masada and DJ, and DJ Hyde.
Yeah.
Because Masada is probably one of the craziest guys I know in wrestling, and he was so angry.
Oh, no.
But there's a lot to go... There's a lot to go with that. I mean, there was the whole blood issue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. That was a brand new apron, like a brand new canvas. We were like, what the hell?
Yeah, definitely. Excuse me. Well, no, if I just said that, people won't know who I'm talking about. But Devin was furious.
Devin was, I'm sure he was. Because, you know, like, say, at training, you know, I may be a ref, but I still pretty much can... You know, playing with them in the ring. I'm not as coordinated as them, but you know, as a ref, you need to know what they do and how everything is supposed to be done. You know, otherwise, if something happens and it goes wrong and you don't catch it, you know, it's because you don't have the experience. That's the way I feel about it. But if you get hit, I stripped it a little bit. If you get hit in the ring and say your nose starts bleeding, that's automatic. Get out.
Yeah.
No matter if you got your blood work, paperwork, all that stuff, that's out the window. We have a canvas to keep clean for other guys don't want to be rolling around in your blood, you know? So, I mean, I don't know if they discussed it with him or not. You know, I don't, like I said, I don't get into the details with the higher-ups. I just try to do my best at what I do and work my shows, show up to training as much as I can, you know, and hone my craft. But I know it's not the first time it's happened, and the other time I've seen it happen, people weren't happy.
It's happened several times in Wildcat, but not quite like it did that night.
Right, he was splooched, man. He was all over the place.
I mean, it was, he busted out the skewers.
Right.
So, did you watch WrestleMania? Because I know you're limited on time.
Oh, I watched it, yeah. I watched it twice, actually, back to back.
Yeah, I'm actually about to watch it again for the second time. Oh, I'm sorry, man. Did I cut you off?
No. Okay. I was just saying I watched it twice because I had to catch up on the beginning stuff. Yeah, it was a good show. I think it was better than last year.
I think, personally. For, like, nostalgia and triumphant, like, for those parts, last year was better. I think as far as in-ring goes, this year was a lot better than last year's.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like we were kind of, like, lately, we've been kind of just kind of like, you know how they do all those special entrances and stuff for everybody? I feel like when they came to Orleans, they just got a bunch of bands to play the music live all the day.
Okay, this is my theory where they messed up. They had LL Cool J there. Yeah, and they had Rusev come out with the Russian soldiers. My friend made $1,000 off of that.
Wow.
Playing the soldier.
That's crazy.
I know, man.
Yeah, and that was another thing on WrestleMania. They didn't really have, like, WrestleMania New Orleans. This is, you know, when they called up for extra talent, you know, they usually have, like, the Druids come out with The Undertaker, or one with Mania that had, like, 100 people dressed like John Cena, you know? They didn't have any of that.
No, it wasn't much like that. Like, my homie Purple Haze told me he's gotten, like, my homie Purple Perp told me, like, he's gotten, like, 3 Druid jobs. And he's also got, like, Rosebud jobs, but...
Right. Yeah, Rosebud thing, they were taking them like crazy during Rosebud.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's, you know, I was surprised for WrestleMania how few spots there were for extra talent.
Now, do you, man? You made me lose my train of thought, man.
Sorry,
it's all right. You're Saheed. What happened to the everybody hates Saheed thing?
Oh,
People started to love you?
I'd take it down. It was just professional. It was a professional choice. I was told that just for my career's sake, or, you know, if I ever want to look further in my career, I should probably take that down, and it should probably never be spoken of. You know, unless, like, you know, amongst the boys and stuff. It was just a matter of censorship, I guess.
Yeah, and it was like a thing for a second. I mean, I don't really like to talk about them that much, but HWO, those folks, they want to turn everything into something.
Well, you know, my health care plan doesn't cover vision, so they're not too happy about that.
I'm sorry. That was good.
Is there any moment in WrestleMania particularly?
Well, pretty much, okay, well, let's do a quick run-through.
Okay.
Okay, we had, pre-match, it was the four-way, the 14 tag.
Yes. And that was great, because I think we said that Tyson Kidd are finally getting the push that they deserve.
Cesaro. It,
I would like to see a more singles get a
you
push.
Said,
but
you said Rusev.
I mean,
Cesaro. Yes.
They're both phenomenal athletes, and I think they're both kind of kept on the back burner. You know, and I think it's time to showcase them. I think they can both be.
Yeah, I fully agree. I've been a fan of Cesaro for 7 years almost by this point. When Hero picked him up from Sweden.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty much after that. Like, I mean, you could see how good this dude was.
I mean, he's pound for pound. He's the strongest guy on the roster, man.
Okay, and then we had the Battle Royal.
And a lot of people were upset about Big Show winning that, and I don't see why. I think he deserved it. I think he's paid his dues long enough in the business, and I think if they're going to give it to anybody, they might as well give it to the biggest guy on the roster.
Yeah, I had a feeling that you and I would actually agree on that one, because what happened was everyone wanted Sandow to win.
Right.
The thing is, you got the completion of the storyline with Miz being like, hey, screw you. No, well, pardon me, Sandow being like, screw you, I don't need you. I'm my own person. Right. And I mean, Sandow did a great job with his facial expressions, and that was pretty much wrapped up, and Big Show deserved it. I mean, a lot of people will hate that I say that. I know I'm going to get some hate mail, but you got the closing to that storyline of Sandow and Miz,
right?
And then Big Show won, which is, I mean, is it true that Big Show has never won a Battle Royal? Because that's what they said right after.
Oh, I didn't know that. He was in all the War Games ones in WCW, all those World War III and all that shit, when they had the three rings and the 60 guys.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever won any of those. Those are ridiculous.
Wait, who? I know Savage won one of those, and yeah. Don't bring me back to War Games. Come on, Saeed.
Okay. Well, getting back on the topic, yeah.
We had the ladder match next.
I think they should have placed that somewhere different.
I agree.
I think that should have been the opening match. That one was just too great.
I agree, but they always do that.
It was like, it was an epic match, but by the end of the pay-per-view, you forgot that match even happened almost, you know? It was like you watched two different shows or something, I don't know. I just think it should have been placed somewhere else. It was a great match, though. Those guys, Dean Ambrose, taking that bump over the top rope, man.
He had to get, he's got stitches.
He's a G.
Yeah.
But I kind of had the feeling Daniel Bryan was in, you know. He never really made his great comeback yet. He just kind of came back, you know. He's following him at the bottom again, you know, the whole deal they do with him. He's the underdog. And, I just felt like, you know, maybe with only one world title, they'll probably give him the Intercontinental since.
Yeah, definitely, my dude. Like, you're right. lame Drake joke following soon. He started from the bottom, now he's here. But, I mean, he the thing is, what they want him to elevate the IC title.
Right.
Do you remember when I wanted to be a wrestler, that was all I wanted, and all you wanted to do was be a wrestler, and the IC title was the one that meant you were going to put on the good match?
You gotta show up the big boys to show them that you belong on the top, you know, of the list, you know?
Yeah, and it's not quite like that anymore, but hopefully they can make this work.
I like what they're doing with the mid-card titles, man. I like it. I like that they give it to Daniel Bryan, because he's the perfect guy to give it to. And I hope he does something with Dolph Ziggler, some kind of feud with him. That'd be great.
That would be awesome. I think that's the best direction they should go. They could go in is Bryan and Ziggler, because you know you're going to get something good in ring with that.
Right. What was next? That was... I'm trying to think.
What was next? Well, I'd like to welcome back to the show Lexi V.
Hello. Had to go take care of some things.
So how you doing? How you doing, baby girl? Yeah, we got Saeed on the phone. Of course you know Saeed. You are a fan of Saeed.
Oh, the Wildcat referee, right?
What's going on? I'm doing all right. Sorry, one. We're 2-year-old woman.
You all right?
Yes.
All I have to say is that's RKO off the curb stomp was a thing of beauty.
That's what it was. Okay. Seth did such a good job of elevating himself.
Right. And Randy Orton did a good job of springing up quick.
Yes, sir. Right.
He got up there. And he knew that after the end of such a, like, back and forth match, not at all. But that was a great match overall. I really think overall every match at least a good match. It's not a great match.
I agree.
They put it out there this year. They put it all out there. They left it all break. Every last one of them. Even the Divas. Who was after that? Was that Divas after that, or was the,
No, you had right. Sting and Triple H after that.
Sting and Triple H. Now, here's, pretty much after the NWO and DX came out, I pretty much called Shawn Michaels was going to be the deciding factor.
You called it?
We were all waiting for it, you know? We were like, okay, DX got without Shawn Michaels. You know what I mean? The thing I don't like about that is X-Pac is part of NWO, too, you know? It's X-Pac.
Yeah.
Like, why would he choose that faction over that one? I never understood it. But, I think it was good. Triple H obviously hurt himself really early in the match when he took that the corner and went over the top rope.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you saw that bruise, like, innocently form.
Oh, no. See, I found it odd that most people who I was talking to didn't notice it. I think my dad was actually one of the first ones. I mean, my dad was the one who got me into wrestling, which is, you know, that's kind of an ongoing story with us. But
I was at one of those gatherings, so I didn't have a really good angle, so I couldn't see the bruise at first. But when I watched it the second time through, I looked.
Oh, it was horrible. And he has the history of quad issues, so.
Right. Well, it wasn't the corner, because he took the corner, he went over the top, and they had this new, like, little screen from the apron.
Yeah.
Advertising screen, and he hit that full force, like, full speed hit that with his leg. I think they might want to rethink that, or at least make it a little more. Or maybe just not take bumps over that corner. I don't know.
I don't know if you want to get to the finish first. Before I say some of the speculation that people have said.
What's that?
Sting lost because this was Triple H trying to massage his ego. Like, do you think there's any truth to that?
Oh, not going to have the WCW guy beat the WWE guy on the biggest show of WWE's year. It's just not going to happen. And that's why they put Shawn Michaels in that. Shawn Michaels was pretty much the leader of DX when it first formed, and he wasn't going to let that shit happen. You know what I mean? It just wasn't going to happen. You will not see Sting on a WCW versus WWE to see which brand was better go over in a match like that. It's not going to happen.
But why was I so sure Sting was going to win? Why was my dad so sure Sting was going to win? Why was Brett so sure Sting was going to win?
I don't know, but in my opinion, like, they're just not going to have Sting go over on a match with, you know, company representing company, you know?
Yeah, in retrospect, it all makes sense. But at the time, it's like, okay, Sting, they did that horrible thing with his fake voice.
Yeah.
Then he finally talked and he said, oh, it feels smoking good to be in a Raw ring. And, like, I mean, it all makes sense now.
Right. And I think
But you were right, I was wrong.
What's that?
Bray and Taker. You want to move on to Bray and Taker?
Oh, man, I'm going to say I enjoyed that a lot more than Brock and Taker.
Of course. I mean, because
for the match in the whole, I think the ending to the match when they went home, I think that was the perfect way to do it. Like, with Bray doing his little crawl and Undertaker sitting up at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I said. I said if they go home with this one, this will be a great finish. And Taker was in better shape. He had better muscle mass. His hair looked better. He didn't look so frazzled and, you know, just out of it. Like, not the Taker that we know.
I think, towards age, he can definitely still go. And I think he proved that to everybody. I mean, he's had a year to rest and get himself together. But he got hurt pretty good last year. And this year, for him to go out and do it like that, you know, throw out all the stops was pretty cool. And I'm glad they're not having him go on a losing streak now.
I mean, he was damn near half unconscious last year. I remember looking at him. And
I'm not sure exactly what it was.
I think his head hit the mat on the outside.
I'm not sure.
It was on the floor, right?
What's that?
When Taker took a bad blow to his head, and I think that was on the floor last year.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. But I don't know for sure. You know, nobody really knows unless you're there. So, but yeah, anyway, that was a great match. I think Bray Wyatt's going to have a really bright future ahead of him. I think he should get his pops involved. I think that would be a good route to go.
Yeah, I agree. But so, do you think just speculation for Taker? Do you think? Well, first of all, I want to ask you: Are you going to go next year?
I don't think I will be. Financially, it just doesn't look right in my book right now.
All right, well, I'll see if I can buy you a ticket.
I don't know where I'll be then either, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, I won't buy you a ticket then. I'm going to see if I can hook you up with a free ticket, man. I got you.
What's that?
It just depends what happens over the course of the next 5 months.
Always wanted to go to Texas.
So we had the tag team Divas match.
I guess the Divas showcase a lot better than they typically do on a normal day. I think they did a really good job with that. I like the way it ended.
Yeah, I like the proper finish with the Black Widow.
I like the story that they're telling with them. Not only with the Bellas and AJ Lee and Paige, but Paige and AJ Lee, just those two. I like the way that whole thing is going, but it kind of reminds me of Mickey Gaines and Trish Stratus in a way.
Yeah, I definitely get that feel. I definitely get that vibe.
I don't know, I guess I have a thing for crazy girls.
And so, pretty much, what do we have left?
After that was the U.S. Cena.
Oh, yes, Taker and this, not Taker, pardon me. Rusev and Cena.
Yes.
This is where I feel like they made a horrible creative decision.
Really?
Yes. No, not the match. Not the match. The introduction. Because
I agree.
Rusev came out with the soldiers. And he had his whole intro. What should have happened is you should have had LL Cool J play Mama Said Knock You Out for Cena's entrance.
That would have been cool.
I mean, you would have had the crowd singing along. Am I wrong? Would that not have...
I think that could have elevated it a little bit.
Yeah.
They usually get all this big elaborate entrance anyway. And they really didn't give him one this year.
Yeah, so I was like, because it was the Russia-USA thing, I mean, you had more people behind Cena than you normally the haters. Even, I mean, it was still a mix, but if you would have had Mama Said Knock You Out performed live by LL Cool J, that would have, you know, that would have added a little something special.
Right. Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't even know who performed. I don't even know who those people were. But,
I don't blame you.
They always put some, like, unknown artist, and then after that, the artist gets known for a couple years. That's just my opinion. But I think Cena really is, he's a phenomenal athlete. You know, I won't take anything away from him. I know a lot of people hate him, but what they don't realize is that's what the wrestling world needs right now, is one of those, you know, patriotic, babyface guys who you know is not going to turn heel anytime soon. And if he does turn heel, he's going to fucking shock everybody, just like Hogan. He stays on the, no matter how much they get him down, he keeps coming back, he perseveres. And, you know, he's a hard-working guy. You know, you can't take anything away from him. He's a really hard-working guy, and he honed his craft, and he's been the face of the business for the last 10 years. I think he's the perfect guy they need to elevate that U.S. championship.
And I hate this question, but I'm about to ask you. Do you think Cena will ever turn heel?
Not out of the realm. Do I think he'd make a good heel? No. Yeah. I don't think he'd make a great heel. But, again, he's a hard-working guy. He owns his craft. So, he could prove me wrong at the drop of a hat. But, not anytime soon. No, I don't see that happening.
Okay. So, the result of that match is, It looked to me, and I know you know this as a ref, it was a submission-based match until the finish.
Right. That's, they had the crowd in the palm of their hands the whole time.
But they look, a lot of those submissions look so weak to me.
You know,
And Cena needs, I mean, Austin even told Cena this. He needs to make that submission look legit. And, you know, if I have my arms, like, rubbing your lips, it's not going to hurt you.
Again, I'm not going to take anything away from the guy. All I'm going to say is, if I was at training, and I was in a hold like that, and I was holding it like that, Luke would be yelling at me and cursing me out probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you applied that move at Wildcat, Luke would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right, exactly. Like, especially if you're not, pulling back on it, you know, if you're just laying there on him, I mean, people will say, tell you, like, how it hurts, tell me how it hurts. You know, make that affect everything that you do. You know, why are you doing this? You know, what's the purpose of this? You're doing this because you want to pull back on his neck, not because you want to lay on him, you know, like, and then, you know, I'm just saying, from my standpoint, you know, I thought he could have done a little better with that, but...
Yeah, man. And that's what I was saying. I mean, anyone who is trained with a decent wrestler knows that. And you, out of all people, for sure know that because I know what Luke is like.
But in the same sense, it could be like, oh man, he was worn out, you know, he's tired, he can't
take
the pull back on him, you know. So you got to look at it from all angles. Like I said, he makes it dissect everything, so I dissect it from every angle that I can.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I feel you on that one. But I feel like they were it looked too weak, all the submissions, and then you had the F5 out of nowhere. I honestly felt the match was shorter than it should have been.
I think because they spent so much time on their entrances and they were going into they were already behind time.
Yeah.
Like big time behind time, so I think that's why they kind of rushed that. They might have took a spot or two out, but they still, you know, still put on a good match, a good entertaining match, a good back and forth story, you know. So, and they it was a perfect setup for the main event. So, I can tell you right now, let's transition into that.
So that brings us to, well, Lexi V, you're gonna have to actually talk. Do you know that wrestling fans love a female's opinion? And you're just sitting there on your phone just like, yeah, that's true.
No, actually, I'm thinking it's really hot in here, and then I need to leave.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
Well, I'm going to say, just before we even talk about this match, that is, I know a lot of guys out there that get out there and, you know, they beat the crap out of each other. These two guys legitimately went out there and beat the crap out of each other. I mean, you can see the first blow he gave Lesnar. He put a nice knot under his eye, and that did not make Lesnar happy. And, much like Masato, you do not want to be in there with an unhappy Brock Lesnar. So.
That's a really good way to put it.
But I think after that, it just became a slugfest. I mean, they were... I knew Seth was going to cash in. I didn't think they would actually give it to him. I had my theories. I thought they were really going to put the belt on Reigns. Or since West re-signed, you know, maybe keep it on him for a little while longer. But I like where they're going with Lesnar, too.
But where? No, but you say, yo, Saheed, you say you like where they're going with Lesnar. Where are they going with Lesnar?
Well, he just basically went on a rampage.
Is he, in your opinion, is he a face now?
No. Not at all.
Because that's what a lot of people have been saying.
I don't think he's going to go.
And so.
Because, I mean, you got to remember, I think if anything, he'll be a tweener. He'll be somewhere in between, like one of those, like, you can't really distinguish. If you're going to like the guy or you're going to hate the guy, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of that's pretty much what my feeling is. I think he's going to be more of a tweener because, I mean, people love him because he's the badass, and people hate him for the exact same reason.
Right. I think the match in the Roman Reigns, like I said, they put on was really entertaining from beginning to end. Like I wasn't expecting it, you know. And Reigns took some punishment. All those suplexes,
Oh, yeah, no, we had a count thing going on where I made a bet with my friend where he said Brock was going to top the suplexes that he gave to Cena against Reigns. And I'm like, nah, there's way more to the story than this.
Right. I don't know what the final count was, but I know those two guys beat the ever-living souls out of each other. And I think Rollins cashing in and making it a three-way, I don't think that's ever happened before, has that?
No, it's actually never happened before where someone has cashed in the briefcase and turned it into a three-way. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Over a month ago on the Rexplex, I asked how Lexi felt about the whole Reigns Lesnar match, and everyone said, you know, it's going to be Reigns winning. That's the golden boy. Now I want Lexi V to explain her side of the story finally, since you have not said a word, tell me how you saw
this. I said that, like, okay, I didn't call it like exactly, but it was pretty darn close. I always said that, like, someone was going to win the title, and then as soon as that happened, Seth Rollins is going to come out, cash his money in the bank, and then just, like, pin him and win it. So I pretty much called it, because I always said that's what I wanted to happen.
That was pretty much my premonition. Like, I was like, okay, you know, Roman Reigns is going to go over somehow, you know, he's going to win, and it's not going to be, you know, just off of his finisher or off the spear. Something's going to happen to where, you know, something crazy happens, and he ends up getting the win, but then Seth Rollins cashes in, Curtis stomps him and takes it, you know, right away.
Exactly.
That would lead to Reigns and Rollins, who used to be Shield, finally getting their feud going.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was, like, both of them were just kind of, like, too boring. Like, yes, Roman Reigns is, like, their poster boy right now, but no one's really behind him, and then Brock Lesnar isn't really there enough, so I kind of feel like that's unfair, and I feel like a lot of people feel that way. Even though, like, despite the fact that he is, like, an incredible athlete and fighter, but it's just not fitting with, like, what they go for, in my opinion.
I think them not putting the belt on Reigns was a smart choice.
Absolutely.
Just like you said, there's not enough people behind him. And it's crazy because you look at last year and you look at this year, you know. Last year, everybody wanted Reigns to win the Rumble and win the title. This year, everybody's opposed to that. And it's like, I think Seth Rollins is a great all-around guy, wrestling in ring, on the mic, like, he can put that crowd in the palm of his hand and work it. And I think he's the perfect guy to put the belt on right now, especially if they're going to do an angle where they're putting Brock Lesnar in the shadows.
Yeah, you know? I'm just biased, though, because Seth Rollins is my favorite.
Until you saw his dick.
I'm not going to deal with
it. I mean, it didn't really, like, affect anything. It wasn't like anything to be like, oh my god.
By them proving everybody wrong with him cashing in after the match and him cashing in the middle of the match. But again, it could have been, it could have been going down that way that he was supposed to cash in after. But like I said, they were having time issues, serious time issues.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, see, that's what my prediction was. Like, I predicted that he was going to do it at the end of the match, not in the middle of it. But it was cool that he did do it in the middle of it because it kind of brought in a whole new element.
Also never been done before, so another
new element. My other theory is that has never been done before is that he goes to cash in, somebody stops him, WrestleMania is over. I think his contract is still good till, like, April 2nd, you know?
Yeah.
He would still be able to cash in on Raw the next night, or his contract would expire. And if it expires, after that year, it's null and void, he can't use it, which has never been done either.
The thing is, though, Saeed, people would have gone home so pissed off if that finish did not result in the title switching hands.
Oh, can't be a hypocrite to say, well, we're going to take the title away from you, Daniel Bryan, because you can't defend it in every 5 weeks. But at the same time, you're Lesnar defending this title once every 3 months, and nobody said a word.
I mean, some people had some issues with Lesnar not defending that much, but more people were saying that, what happened to that champion who used to hold on and every time he defended it, it was something important?
Right.
And so people wanted that.
Oh, I think that's coming really soon, my friend. I like the way they're going. And getting all the subject championships, I think the direction they went was a smart business move, because took this big prestigious title and you just kind of tucked it away for a little while, you know, and got everybody more focused on these mid-card titles, on the tag team division, you know, on these NXT guys who were, you know, going out there and putting it all out there, you know.
Yeah, I had some friends out there on Monday, and apparently they did so many NXT chants.
Great. They did exactly. NXT is like watching the Indies.
I mean, look who they signed. I mean, they signed my homies from when I was actually not crippled. Like, you know, Kenta. I don't want to do that because people call me the M word.
The
N word. The M word.
I know. You don't have to really
get
the names out to me, because I watch every chance that I get. Because, like I said, it's like, to me, it's like watching an indie show.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of hungry guys out there. They're not, you know, they're not the top paid guys. They're not the, you know, top billed guys, and those, but you know who they are. You know what I mean? And then when you finally get to see them go up, and they're still the same person they were when they were in the independents, you know, they have a little more freedom, I think, there, too, because it's smaller crowds, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that makes me think of another question that I was asked, is that is Triple H trying to get his own semblance of dominance on the indie scene by taking NXT on the road and by having these guys like Steen, Kenta, Hideo? Well, I just said Kenta and Hideo, same person, but...
It reminds me more of indie, but it's not indie. In the big spectrum of things, it's still a big promotion. It's led by the top, you know, top wrestling brand in the world, and they're going to do a lot more numbers than everybody else because they can interchange these guys out, in and out. They can, you know, I think the reason why the NXT class, you know, so great is because all those guys are hungry. They want to get their call up, you know? If you don't get their call up, do a mediocre work, you know?
Yeah, that made me think of a question I want to ask you, but I'm going to wait till I actually have him on the show.
Okay.
Which is the whole Buku situation. You know Buku's my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He and him are actually out of the same class. The only two survivors out of that class.
Wait, who are the only two survivors?
Only two survivors now, yeah.
Wow.
It was about... Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, I remember when it started, it was, and I may be wrong because, no, I actually did step foot in the Wildcat ring. I never bumped or anything, but that was when I was trying out for a ring announcer, and you stole my shirt, but, you don't remember.
What don't I remember?
When you stole my shirt.
I stole your shirt?
Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't steal your shirt. When did I steal your shirt?
The microphone shirt with the different color microphones on it.
Ah. That shirt.
Yeah, that one.
Actually, it still has that hanging in my closet. I was looking at it today and I was
going to
wear it.
Well, wear it in celebration of being on the Rexplex, dude.
That's right. Well, I'm not going to have to get in the work uniform in a second,
Yeah, I fully understand. It was great. It's great having you on the show, man. I appreciate it. I mean, we broke down Mania. If you want to wrap it up right now, we can do that.
Yeah, don't forget, we have a show upcoming in May 16th at Mizell Middle School, if we can contain that many people. It's going to be, tickets will be on sale in a couple weeks. They'll be available on the website through me. And don't cry to me 2 weeks before the show if you don't have ringside seats, because they're going to go quicker than last time.
Are you talking to me personally? Are you talking to me personally?
No, I'm not.
Because I did cry to you. But at least please, Saheed. Come on, you always hook me up. Sorry, man. Can't do it this time.
I got you this time. You're going to have whatever I get. I'm going to make sure I hold you at least two. One for you and whoever else you want to take with you.
I appreciate that, my dude.
You're a true fan, and you belong in a ring spot.
I appreciate that, my dude. All right, so you got anything to plug, anything and everything, all social media, anything Wildcat?
Yeah, well, you know, if anybody's interested in training, contact Luke Hawks, only serious inquiry. We are the best in the business, and, you know, we create stars. Please come to the show on May 16th. And, you know, watch Wildcat Sports on YouTube. Be looking out. New episodes should be coming soon.
Now, I want to thank my favorite damn referee, not only in the South, but possibly one of my favorite referees of all time, my homie Saheed, for being on the show. It was a pleasure to have you on here, man.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
And if you would like to be on any other time to discuss anything post-Wildcat, pre-Wildcat, I put over Wildcat as much as I possibly can.
Absolutely, man. Just give me a ring, give me a heads up, and if I got the time, you got me anytime.
All right, man. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having Saheed from Wildcat on the Rexplex. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back. Track on my new album, Random Notes, which was initially going to be called Random Notes from Science Class. Right now, pretty much what I'm going to do is, first of all, I want to give Saheed from Wildcat a big thank you and props to my dude for being on the show. I'm going to run down pretty much what happened this weekend. We saw Drew Galloway take on PJ Black, which was pretty much a WWE rematch in a sense. Johnny Gargano against AR Fox, Timothy Thatcher, a special attraction match with Ricochet, Rich Swann, UHA Nation, and the Premier Athlete brand containing Caleb Connolly, Brian Cage, and TJ Perkins. Also Biff Busick and Tommy End, and in a special attraction match, we had Chris Hero and Ethan Page. Now, what I am not going to do is break down the results of these matches because I personally do not want these to be spoiled for myself. And I know that many people who watch these events, they don't watch them live. They don't order the iPay-per-view. And basically because of that fact alone, I am not going to give any results. But I will say that Tommy N was very impressive this weekend. I think we pretty much ran down most of what happened during Mania weekend. And I will have Bucci, for the first time, Bucci, a fellow podcaster, a good friend of mine, Bucci will be on the show. And we're going to talk about a few things. And then that will be it for this program. But basically, WWN had some decent matches. Let's see. I mean, you had Ricochet taking on PJ Black, former Justin Gabriel, two of the greatest high flyers in the world, hands down. You also had Evolved Champion in a non-title match taking on one of my favorite wrestlers, and I think this is a farewell. You're going to see this guy in NXT very soon. And I predicted this. If I can find the audio, I may play it. But is it worth the time? That's the question. We saw in a grudge tag team match, the Dragon Gate USA champion Gargano, Johnny that is, and his partner Rich Swann, which is really ironic because last year at WrestleMania, I saw Gargano and Rich Swann put on an incredible match. And they were out to kill each other. Now they're teaming up. And they're going against Caleb Connolly and Brian Cage. Well, this has already happened, but I don't want to spoil it for myself. You had Chris Hero taking on Biff Busick. And another match, you had Timothy Thatcher and Tommy End. AR Fox taking on Ethan Page. And Drew Gulak taking on TJ Perkins with SoCal Val. Okay, you also had the King of Indies tournament. There was a bit of discussion earlier between Saheed and myself about how if this tournament was going to be titled the King of the Indies, that there was some injustice to a lot of indie wrestlers who were there. And there's so many more stories that I can tell on this. But pretty much what happened was, great weekend overall. this exceeded our expectations. Red EM Radio had a great weekend. Had a great week. Red EM Radio never fails. So, pretty much what I'm saying is, I will be taking a quick break. I want to thank Saheed so much. I'm not going to break down the brackets of everything that happened in the King of Indies tournament, because most people don't even care that much to hear about it, but that's why I'm here. I like to push you up to date on the indie news. And with that, we will take our final break, and we will be back with my good podcasting buddy, who I have not had on this show yet. I'm surprised that I haven't had him on the show yet. I'm going to have none other than Vinnie Bucci, and we will also have Lexi V to close out this program. Zip it in, and no, that's the ending thing, right? Well, is it not? Well, thank you for listening to the Rexplex. We'll be right back. I want to thank Saheed. I want to thank Lexi V. We have one segment left, and then we will be back with more of the Rexplex.
Thursday night, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Right, every Thursday night online, the Rexplex, and I believe you have a Facebook page as well, right?
RantEMRadio.com every Thursday night. Make sure you follow Wildcat Wrestling. Man, I can't
follow. On all social media.
On all social media.
This is Saheed Abumusa, senior official of Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, and you're on the Rexplex.
What is good, everybody? We are back for the final segment of the Rexplex. I am joined by none other than my great friend in podcasting. This dude does a fantastic job. If you have never heard him, then I recommend that you listen to this guy. He is the one and only Bucci. Bucci, how are you doing, my dude?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm so glad to finally be on the Rexplex. I'm excited.
And we also have Lexi V. Lexi V, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Hanging out.
So this is pretty much the last portion of the program. I'm really wondering, I mean, Saheed and I, Saheed, well-known referee from Wildcat, Brett Landry, I mean, we all discussed different things that went on during this weekend. But how do you guys feel about this mania, the build-up, and the resulting card?
Can I go first? Okay. So, well, I didn't feel like the build-up was really there. Like, I wasn't really feeling excited by any means. But I think once I started watching it, it was actually a hell of a lot better than I expected. Like, there were some actually, like, super good matches that actually kept my attention, like, the full time. And they actually, like, really pulled it off. I was pretty impressed. Good for them. Huh? Oh, yeah, and the Daniel Bryan winning the belt thing. No, I'm still more impressed with Seth Rollins. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, okay. Okay, there's actually an audio clip from about a month and a half ago,
yep,
where you say that, you know, what they really should do is just, since people are getting bored with Reigns, what they should do is just have Brock and Reigns get so worn out that Seth Rollins interferes and wins the belt. And I was like, that is never going to happen.
But it did.
Yes, I remember talking about that. I will say, Lex, that was a great, great call. I didn't even see that coming.
I did. But I'm so biased. Like, I'm so biased.
She finds,
Seth Rollins is the hottest one on there. Actually, he's kind of like the only hot one. No, Dolph Ziggler's pretty hot, too. He's probably number two.
She has a weird taste in guys, which makes sense because she's with me.
The only thing I've ever seen is the word Seth Rollins and hot in the same sentence.
Yeah, oh my God, right, Seth Rollins is so hot.
Like, I don't know what it
controversial pictures on the internet. I think they're pretty. I think they're pretty wrong.
I did see them. I wasn't. I mean, like,
come on, B. B. Tell it like it is.
It wasn't like super impressive, but it wasn't like, oh my god, so little, you know. I mean, like, it could probably get the job done.
No, to be honest, she was actually considering a new boyfriend after seeing those pictures.
No, there's a couple girls that have, mostly because out of all the pro wrestlers, he was the only one apparently that has everything on display. I'll just say that.
As far as we know, I'm pretty sure they all got stuff on display. Somewhere.
Oh, Shawn Michaels used to always show his ass. Same with Ric Flair, right? Come on.
Hey, the man posed for Playgirl. If you can find that issue somewhere.
Wait, who did?
Shawn Michaels.
Did he really?
Yeah, I never told you because I knew you would try to scope it out.
I'm going to go look at it.
See, now you're going to find it.
Dude, you could have told me, like, I don't know, so, like, you could have been like, oh my god, Nikki Bella posed for Playboy, and I'd be like, oh my god, let me go check it out. Like, yeah, I want to know.
I could have told you Minotaur posed for Playgirl.
No, that's
and you would have been like, oh, shit. I was like, Yokozuna is in Playgirl. And you would have been like, I gotta see it.
If you told me Kanye West is in Playgirl, that probably would have been like that.
Maybe it turns out that he would pose for, like, the bear edition of Playgirl or something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we pretty much, like, I don't really want to break it down too much on this show because you and I did that on your show, and I think we did a good job, but, you know, really covering the matches.
I can't find anything.
We agreed, we disagreed, but it was a good show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun calling those, going over those matches. I felt it brought a new perspective to what me and my friend Desmond normally do when we're on the show. And it was great that, like, we both saw eye to eye. And I like the fact that we both saw eye to eye on a lot of things, too. Like, I thought that made it, an easier show to do. And then we disagreed where we did, but overall, I thought it was great, And WrestleMania, I really felt like, the build-up was one of the things where it's like you got the illusion you weren't going to see a great pay-per-view, and then once the pay-per-view hit, you were like, this is awesome. Like,
yeah,
it's like wrestlers were able to overcome the bad booking. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't...
No, his books are only like implied nudity. Boo.
Who, Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, like this is the most scandalous one they have.
I was going to say, they had the picture of him with a belt covering his crotch. And you chime in, this is the best I can find. He's covering his penis with a belt.
Nah, if you're going to do, like, a nude, like, spread thing, like, go hard or go home, like...
You could not get away with that today.
Go hard or go home? Yeah. I think you should tell Seth Rollins, go hard or go home.
He did go hard.
All right, but yeah, you guys are making me laugh way too much.
That's a good thing. What are you talking about?
What I do. So, I mean, we pretty much broke down. What I want to know is, how do you feel about some of the returns that happened on Raw? Did you catch Raw?
So I love the return. Well, I thought the return of Sheamus was pretty cool. I thought I liked the mohawk. The mohawk looked kind of. I thought it was kind of weird at first because from far away it looked like a jacked up version of the Red Rooster when he first came out. But
yeah, I agree. I was really kind of like I don't know. I was kind of torn between the entrance, but I was like, Sheamus needs a new look. Or he's going to be that same old pale...
How badass it is. He's got, like, the Lucky Charms and his beard and stuff. It's like...
Yeah.
He looks like a very pale biker.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, how much do we need to get the same old stuff from Sheamus? You know, the right hair.
It was a great way it was looked, but I think one of the highlights was, you know, Adrian Neville finally showing up on Raw. I think one of the biggest crowd responses was there, and then the Lucha Dragons, you know, getting that victory in that tag team match, like, they really, like, started, like, let WrestleMania know that, like, the new season is coming, and that there's new stuff coming up.
See, I missed that part. I didn't see the Lucha Dragons, and as a former indie wrestler, I still work with indie promotions as much as I possibly can. I love seeing Kalisto, a.k.a. who was Samurai Del Sol, who I would love to have on any show, finally make his debut. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Like, the Lucha Dragons were, like, the highlights of that match. Like, in fact, it was an 8-man team, and the only team that got booed was the New Day. Everybody else was getting cheered.
And did you know what they made me think of during Mania? They made me think of, my eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Because they were all decked out in green, so that was Green Day. It was not the New Day, it was Green Day.
Yes, they definitely looked like American Idiots on that day.
Fantastic. So, Lexi?
What's up?
What the hell are you doing?
I'm reading this article that Cosmopolitan posted on Facebook about how straight girls like lesbian porn more.
Okay. Not really where we were going with the conversation, but...
Listen, you asked what I was doing. I gave you an answer, okay?
No, it's fine. I mean, people who listen to wrestling podcasts, I have no doubt that they would not mind hearing about a female reading about lesbian porn. For
no, I'm reading about how straight girls like to watch lesbian porn.
So,
what?
Straight girls...
Mm-hmm. Prefer lesbian porn over straight porn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty much it. That makes a good point, though.
B, do you have a follow-up on that?
trying to hear, I think, did you say she prefers lesbian porn to straight porn?
No, females.
In general.
Straight females, in general, prefer lesbian porn.
Well, I will say that is actually an interesting topic. That's an interesting thing to talk about, and I learned this. If a woman is into lesbian porn, she's down for whatever. So that's a good sign.
Not necessarily. Like, as someone who has watched lesbian porn, like, there's just something so unappealing about watching a girl give a blowjob.
Wow, wait, okay.
Just saying.
Of course.
I agree. Most women that watch lesbian porn, that means that if you try to talk them into a three-way, you have a 9 out of 10 chance of hearing the word yes.
Exactly, exactly. Exactly. Lexi, 1 second. Exactly. What would you prefer to see? One female giving a man a blowjob or having two females going to town on each other?
Wow, that's a good question. That's a tough one.
That's an easy one. You would love... What would you rather in your bedroom? Some dude and a girl who is giving him a blowjob? Or two girls who are giving themselves anal sex while...
Anal sex.
I meant oral sex. Oh, my goodness.
How are they giving each other anal sex?
I don't know. For starters, if there's a dildo in my room, I'm getting the hell out of the room. That's all I'm going to say about that. But to answer your question, if it's in my room, then obviously, yeah, two girls would be the answer.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, no one, it's like I said, if a dildo's being brought into my room, I am leaving the room. Like, no. Only bad things can happen from that moment.
Well, Lexi, that was my point. I was saying, if you walked into a room and saw two girls going at it, that's sexy. That's attractive.
I'd be like, well, it would be embarrassing. I'd be like, oh, shit, my bad.
Well, of course.
But, like, I would be, like, mortified if, for whatever reason if I saw, like, two dudes giving a blowjob to
Exactly. Girl. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm a straight girl.
Okay. All right.
That doesn't mean I'd be down for a threesome.
I don't know how straight you are, considering Seth Rollins is your opinion of the sexiest wrestler.
Listen, just because I don't like Superman, John Cena, like, square-faced, like, muscle man, doesn't mean anything. Like, I happen to not like dudes with huge muscles. My bad. I think it's very unattractive.
Wait, she does or doesn't like guys with muscles?
Doesn't.
Okay. I think I just met the first female wrestling fan that's not turned on by John Cena.
Nope.
No, because she's actually a legit fan.
I'm half-assed.
You say that, but you actually... Okay. I'm going to play this later on.
Okay.
Lexi V predicted that Brock and Reigns would wear themselves so far down that it would be simple. I mean, I know we said this earlier.
I mean, it wasn't, like, exactly, but I was just like...
Yeah, because...
I was like, someone's going to win the title, and then as soon as that happens, like, Seth Rollins going to come in with money in the bank, and they're going to be so worn out that they're not going to be able to really fight him that much. That's
yeah.
Basically what I said.
And what happened?
They wore each other out. He cashed in the middle, like, towards the end, but, like, obviously in the middle of the match, and it became a three-way, and he pinned at least one of them, you know? He basically, like, they both were worn out to that point.
Yes, he pinned Reigns.
Yeah.
So, before we close down the show, I just want to say, who do you think... B, who do you think deserves the first title shot?
Which belt are we talking about?
We were talking about the finish of Mania. Because she predicted the cash-in.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out which belt. I would say with the world title, I have to go with Randy Orton.
You don't find that it only makes sense that Brock would be the first because he was not pinned?
Well, obviously, in a perfect world, I want Brock to win the title, but what happened was on Monday Night Raw, he was indefinitely suspended because he attacked the cameraman and Michael Cole and put him in the hospital, so Brock's not getting the title shot anytime soon.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then obviously Roman Reigns, I don't think he's ready for a title shot, even though he did a great job in that match with Brock Lesnar. So I would give it to Randy Orton, since even though Seth Rollins is the champion, Randy Orton beat Seth Rollins in a great match at WrestleMania. So I think that since the champ is unable to get his rematch, I say give it to the guy who beat Rollins at the big show.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I felt it was either... And the reason that I agree with you so much on that is because Rollins lost earlier in that evening. And who did he lose to? He lost to Orton.
He lost to Randy Orton, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why that is a logical progression. And with the whole storyline with Brock that happened on Monday... I mean, it would be, like, logistically, it would make sense because Brock never got pinned, and he was a champ, but I definitely see where you're coming from, and I half agree, and I'm still half on the Brock thing, but, you know, it's just where it goes.
Oh, yeah, and I say when Lesnar's suspension is lifted, he should get the title shot right then and there.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I fully agree. And this...
And Stephanie said that Brock will get his title shot when I say he gets his title shot. So, obviously, there's going to come a point where I see a storyline coming up months down the road, probably when we get closer to SummerSlam, where Stephanie's going to reinstate Brock Lesnar and he's going to get the title shot. I don't know how they're going to do it. I have to really, really see what they do in the next couple of weeks to make any predictions on that, but I would say that SummerSlam is probably when Brock will get his rematch.
Yes, I think that is actually the appropriate time. We're going to shut things down right now. This has been the Rexplex, where we talk wrestling for your entertainment, never the other way around. Follow on Twitter at the Rexplex. Like us on Facebook and join the group page for some fun discussion. Just search the Rexplex on Facebook every night on The Rant, emradio.com, Thursdays, 7 Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank my host and my co-host for joining me. Put yourself over, man.
Oh.
You. Yeah, right. Not Lexi. Not Lexi. No, not Lexi. You.
Oh, sorry. Yes, and I'm Vinny Bucci. You can find me on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. on the Bootcast. We do a lot of wrestling talk as well as great interviews and fun segments. It's a variety show, but our primary focus is wrestling talk. Also, during that time, you can call in at 347-838-8433. If you want to call in and you have something you want to say about the world of wrestling, you can call in and share your thoughts. And, of course, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheBoochCast, TheBoochCast. It's the perfect place to catch all the past and future shows. The archives, put them right there on Facebook. And, Rex, thank you so much for letting me be part of your show today.
Oh, thank you, Bushi. I mean, it's always awesome to be on your show. It was fantastic to finally have you on my show for the first time. And Lexi V, anything you need to plug?
No, but I guess if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me at TheLexiV, TheLexiV. Felt like you could get a follow back.
This has been the Rexplex episode number 18. I want to give a huge thank you to Lexi V for being a part of the show. And of course, I have to give a big thank you to my brother in podcasting, Bucci, for being a part of the Rexplex. This has been the Rexplex. Stay positive, love your life, take care of yourselves and someone else. Good night, everybody. Have a great week.
Not a lot of bling when he do the thing, bada boom, bada bing. From the womb to the tomb, get that ricotta, bada bing, bada boom. Doom, your reputation precedes you. Wait till you crack and see what we do, you dweeb you. No pun intended, takes one to know and we'll know. It's unscented. Yo, son, to mention when I'm said it from the other time. Before everybody and they mother rhyme. What a crime, beats is the same way. Make them wanna hit the streets with heat for a lame's pay. Game day, flag on the play and proper helmet. Drag on the sway from the gem drop a well spit. He didn't listen, titty kissing, the city glisten. Depending on from what position you're sitting in the pissy wind, it's this thin whistling. Who let the spinning whisper engine in? The villain again? Without a doubt, that's his name. Don't play it out or spray it when you say it out your mouth. Then gave him a cold shoulder for an hour and told him take a gold shower for faking funk soul power. Stocky, short and cocky, looked like Apollo Creed after he fought with Rocky. Rhymed in the broken English slang, not cockney. 13, his first queen walked hot knocking. Had to tell her pops, yo, stop cock blocking, B. Hold something for your daily A habit and go bada bing 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 like Ricochet Rabbit. How about the sicko say stab it? It's liquor in the cabinet and a slicker for the crab pit. And Heineken, I told him much obliged, friend. What I gotta spend if I only touch her thighs then? Why his eyes widened? He didn't know your man had a nice surprise hiding. Took pride in riding in a sly wise guy grin. Real, recognize real. On the mic microphone and wheels are mechanized still. Please, at least respect your ideals. How you got her walking along the stroll in high heels? He said her mama was getting old. God bless her poor soul. Now no more drama, it's your role. Straight to the head. We know a lot of haters can't wait till he dead. Led to go like a hoe to a strange whack housewife. Only thing he know would change his back though. How trife. Rules is rules, don't go there. Stay on sale like an old coat made of old hair. Keep a snotty chicken on E, the Lone Ranger. Why everybody always picking on Danger? And Doom, maybe it's him. Called up my lady, told her baby it's Slim. Make me up a margarita, I need to take a swim. Tell them kids remember school, if they let them out, cool. But get the hell from out the pool.
Tea-topped, or even a wreath for Mom Dietrich or some grief crap. I suggest you change your diet. You could lead to high blood pressure if you fried, or even a stroke, heart attack, heart disease. It ain't no starting back once arteries start to squeeze. Take the easy way out, phony. Until then, they know they wouldn't be taking that baloney in the bullpen. So disgusting. Pardon self as I discuss this. They talk a wealth of shit and then I ain't never seen the justice. Well, that was off the beat. Bust this. Like a cool milk from out the toilet. Two batteries, some Brillo, and some four, he'll boil it. He'd be better off on PC glued. And it's a few, so don't be in no TV mood. Each week, it's mystery meat. Seaweed stewed. Food. We need food. Cause I can't stop it pimping anymore. I forgot what I started pimping for.
There you go, yeah. That's cool.